Hello and welcome to What the Head Crab Episode 3, the place where I talk about what's been happening around the SP community, and not just SP community, but generally Half-Life-y type stuff. A new feature in this episode is called Pick of the Episode. It's going to be pronounced POTY. Basically, last episode I did a sort of a top news, but this time I decided to sort of pick one thing that was the most interesting for me. You may disagree, and I don't really care, but you can tell me what you think in the comments, and what was your POTY. So I'm not going to mention it now, I'll mention it in its relevant place. So let's start with ModDB. Legend of Gordon has got a map update. I hadn't heard of this mod before, but it looks interesting. However, I'm a bit wary of the phrase, I hope it will create a fresh air for the FPS genre. Whew, not that he's setting his sights too high, huh? But let's hope he's right. Screenshots look good. Definitely going to keep an eye on this. And next, Blue Shift Sources, Media Release 7. Wow. There would be no What the Head Crab without something from Alof Nikolai. I mean, he seems to be creating more stuff than you can throw sticks at. So anyway, have to admit, haven't read it because I'm not really into that sort of stuff. But if you do, if you are, do, as it were. The title is number 4, but the link is number 7. So make of that what you will. I don't know whether there's a mistake or he's just got so confused because he's doing so many things. All right, next up. They Hunger, again. Fresh news. I'm curious how They Hunger fans feel about this. Anyway, it's got an update showing some models, and they've also been incredibly rash, and they've posted a release date of February, March 2016. I have no idea why people do this. I mean, okay, I do. I mean, you do it to set yourself like an objective and a deadline, and it makes you work harder, but the reality is it always backfires. So we have a bonus question. Who can name a mod that announced a release date of more than 4 months in the future that stuck to it? Free pizza at my house for anybody who gives a correct answer. Oh, on Fridays, by the way. Free pizza's on Friday. Next up, and this is the POTY, is Abandon the Town. This is the first I've heard of it. and I'm interested. Let me tell you why. It describes itself as a challenging mod attempting to do some things a little differently with enemy and weapon design. I like that. Not because I want new things with enemies or weapon designs, but I like that the modder has set himself a clear and realistic objective. I was a little disappointed that he's going to do it with episodes, because I thought that train had left the station a long time ago. But I do understand why people do it. But as a concept, I don't think it works. If people released mods episodes really close together, i.e. they finished most of the mods before they released them, I think that might work. But making a mod, making an episode releasing it, making another episode releasing it, it's too far. I mean, can you imagine watching a TV show with like a year between each episode? It just doesn't work. And I know TV shows aren't mods, but I prefer that, you know, people either finish everything or finish most of it and then release it. But I know why they do it. I do. I really do. So, rant over. Anyway, there's a demo. I think that should be called a beta. But all right, whatever. And that's available. But I'll be waiting for the final release in December. Looking forward to that. All right, Black Mesa Hazard Course update. Can't say much about this because I haven't even started Black Mesa yet. So I haven't been following it. But they're getting close to their 2015 deadline. So fingers crossed. I don't know whether my microphone picks that up, but that's my fingers crossing. Check out the link if you want and find out about bananas and numbnuts. No, that's not a typo, which doesn't make sense when I record the podcast, but there you go. All right. Combine Prelude is looking for level designers. Boy, it must be hard to find people. Your mod has to be really different from the others. It really has to stand out to attract people. I know that if I were a modder, I'd probably want to work on my own stuff, but I wish them luck, for sure. If you're interested in working on other people's mods and, you know, contributing to their vision, give them a shout, because they are definitely looking people. All right, Half Rats, A Fever Dream has been released. All right, last episode I talked about it will be released, but now it has been released. And it looks good. I'll be adding it to the site this week, and I'm looking forward to playing it. Nightmare House 2015. That's my spooky voice, in case you were curious. Check out the ModDP page for a full list of updates, but it runs on Source 2013. It's got new weapons and models, textures and sound. And if you are reading the webpage while you are listening to this podcast, you can actually watch William from Podcast 17, his playthrough. He did a sort of a high definition, came out a little bit darker than he wanted, but it's up there, and it's like, he's quite funny because he's like, oh, I remember this room, something scary is going to happen. Ah! So I wonder how scary it is if you know it's going to happen, but anyway. So there you go. So that's it. We finished with the bananas, but talking about bananas, let's go to Game Banana. Nothing new on Game Banana this episode, at least not SP related. There's plenty of other stuff, DM maps and stuff, but there was something that caught my eye. Booberville. What? Wait, shock, horror? Booberville? It's just a deathmatch map, but it's got billboards with kind of hot girls in bikinis, which gives me an idea. Bikiniville, anybody? All right, here we go, Reddit. All right, this is what caught my eye this month, and there was another one of those. I got strange music when I played a game. What's that all about? Jeez, it's the CD. It's the CD in the post. Enough! It's the CD in the tray. So anyway, I'm not going to link to that one. All right, so we got Waiting for Freeman. This is quite a nice setup image of Dr. Kleiner. Pet peeves. Talk about the things that you don't like in Half-Life games. I mean, we go over these things all of the time, but it's nice to talk about them again. Three most hated enemies. Another discussion about your three most hated enemies, but maybe you want to pile in on that one. Borealis, Easter egg in Valve's Fall of a Space Course Skyrim DLC. That's just teasing us. Cruel, simply cruel. Almost as cruel as my Half-Life 3 comment in my post this month. All right. What an APC in Half-Life 3 might look like. Super detailed APC. Nice work. Pretty good. Gordon is fast. See how I said that? Gordon is fast. Cool graphic and discussion about the speed of video game characters, and it looks like that Gordon is the fastest. Bah! We all knew that. Gordon's the best. All right, Land the Logo laser engraved. I always thought engraving was something else. Anyway, some person has made a kind of, I don't even know what it's made of, to be honest. I think it looks like wood, but he's cut it out. I like these these real-world Half-Life thing stuff. I think about making a website years ago called Half-Life Real World, and just collecting all of the things that people have done in the real world. So there we go. And last one on the Reddit list is a high-definition G-Man bust. If you're a non-native speaker, bust means like the shoulders and head of a person, like in a statue. It doesn't mean like boobies. Well, it does mean that, but not in this case. So, could this be the model for Half-Life 3? Bah, bah, bah. Next episode, I'm going to do my best not to say those words, Half-Life 3. So, anyway. And on Reddit this month, I'm not linking to it, but there seems to be like a bunch of fan art posts. Most of them are pretty bad. I mean, I can't even draw stickmen, but I wouldn't put that on Reddit. But anyway, people did. YouTube! All right, is it me, or are there a lot more non-English videos being released and made? I don't know. I haven't watched all of those because, well, being able to understand them is kind of half the fun. But anyway, Pixel Twitch plays Uncertainty Principle. If you don't know who Pixel Twitch is, check out his YouTube channel. He's got some pretty popular videos, and he plays Uncertainty Principle. Action Points by Design, Half-Life 2. 16 minutes of analysis of the basic design concepts used in the game. Disclaimer, I haven't watched it all. I mean, there are a lot of these videos around, and they are good, but I just can't watch them all. But you might like to, and that's good. Next one is Half-Life 2 versus Fallout 4, a comparison video. 90 seconds of visual comparisons, and they keep going on and on and on about the price. So clearly they think that Fallout 2 is too expensive, or they think that Half-Life games are very cheap. You decide. Half-Life 3 cutting block. Okay, so somebody actually wanted a woodworker, a carpenter, sorry, to make a block, you know, for cutting meat and stuff like that. And he wanted it with a Half-Life 3 logo in it. And I kind of watched all of it because it's, you know, really kind of cool. And I do like watching people work with wood and making things. I've watched a few other things. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, you know, real world stuff, check it out. And then the last one is Valve Time Database Episode 11. Synths, The Combine Terror Part 2. Another fantastic video from Valve Time. Go watch it. And that's it. Did I miss any videos this month? Tell me, let me know. And the final section. miscellaneous or miscellaneous, but I like to say miscellaneous. Anyway, Lambda Generation live streamed somebody, or not somebody, a few. I mean, that would be boring, wouldn't it? Playing a board game on your own. You have to turn the board around and play as another person, but and then forget what your plan was in the personal. Anyway, all right, sorry. So they've live streamed a few people playing the Portal game, and that was. I think that's a clever idea, actually. I suppose if I was interested in buying it, I would have. I watched it to see people play, but I haven't played a board game in years. You probably need friends for that, but I haven't really got any friends, so I can't. All right, Steam Grid images. If you are looking for new images for your Steam Grid, not just Half-Life, but others, check that link. There's loads and loads. Loads of them. Did I say loads? Because there's loads. Check them out. And some of them are really good. Loads are good. All right. That's it. So another one bites the dust, but not DE dust. It was hopefully useful for you. But if it wasn't, it's too late now. You listened to it and you wasted all your time. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if there's any links or news or items you want me to include in the next podcast, send them to me. I mean, I am psychic, but you have to be within a 50-meter radius for me to pick up what's going on. So you either send them to me or you have to come visit me in my town. And remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. See ya.
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast from runthinkshootlive.com. For more podcasts, including exclusive interviews and roundtable chats, please visit runthinkshootlive.com/listen. Remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. Runthinkshootlive.com lists and reviews single-player maps and mods from the Half-Life series of games.